Hello and welcome to another Sustainable Wine Roundtable member interview with me, Hannah Holmari. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Fabienne Kerbeck, who is the Sustainability and Quality Control Lead at the VDP in Germany. Fabienne, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for the invitation.
Before we get into sustainability at the VDP, perhaps you could start off by giving a quick introduction to the organization itself for all of our listeners who may not be as familiar with it.
The VDP Association of 201 wineries and existence since 1910, so more than 100 years old. The VDP united the leading wineries in Germany and has the great goal of producing wines of highest quality. The association members are all in Germany wine growing regions. The VDP was founded with the aim of producing pure wines. That's the main goal today, to produce high quality wines. And the last few years, another big topic came apart beside the quality goal is the sustainability, because sustainability has always been the DNA of the wineries, because many of them passed down from generation to generation and have been in operation for several hundred years.
Your collection of top tier producers in Germany, and quality and sustainability are really key to the organizations. What are the key requirements for becoming a member? What kind of standards need to be met, and how does someone actually become a member?
The key factor is really high quality wines. Our members or the wineries who want to join the VDP have to produce high quality wines, not just in 1 year. So they have to look to produce them over a few years, but they can't apply for a membership in the VDP. Every region scan the wine market around and look for the newcomers, for the new stars in the wine business. When they have the feeling that these wineries or these guys are really suited to the VDP and the philosophy of the VDP, they ask this winery if he'd like to join the VDP. And so since the beginning, we have around 180 new members. On the other hand, more than 120 members have left the association. So you can say, see, it's really a dynamic system in the VDP.
So it's like on an invite-only basis that someone can become a member.
Yeah, that's correct.
You already touched upon what sustainability means to the organization, and I'd love to just learn a bit more about that. So do you have some kind of sustainability certification for members? Tell us more about that.
The point, sustainability, it's in the DNA of the association or the DNA of our members. So yeah, in the last years, the sustainability becomes more and more important. In the end of the 2010s years, a small group was founded to work on the topic of sustainability and prepare for the whole membership paths to get to more sustainability in every winery. So in 2021, the decision was made in the annual general meeting from all members that the agenda 2025 should go. And the agenda says that every winery has to do a sustainable certification until the year 2025. With this decision, we can clarify that really every member has to work with sustainable ideas to check how sustainable is the actual work in the winery. That is one big point of our sustainable agenda. And besides them, the goal is that we set every year a special topic we want to work with. We call them milestones. Those are the two paths of sustainability in the VDP at the moment.
So on the sustainability certification, what kind of things are you looking for here? And what does the verification process around all of this look like?
We don't do the certification by our own. So we work with external certifiers together. And at the moment, there are three partners in Germany. They called Fair Choice, Fair and Green, and the EcoSteps. All three of them look to the three pillars of sustainability. So the wineries have to show that they work in the ecological section as well, the social and the economic part. We have a bright future sustainability with these certifications. They have some special or different ways to come to the sustainability or to their certification. EcoSteps, for example, is more a management system. Want to improve the management in the wineries to set some goals for the year and check out if the goals are met. Fair Choice and Fair & Green work with a checklist which the wineries have to check if they pass the requirements in the different fields.
And then you mentioned that you have this yearly sustainable topic, so a kind of sustainability milestone that you focus on. Before we get into the 2023 milestone, I'd be keen to hear what kind of areas have you been making significant progress in the last few years?
Yeah, the first milestone was set in 2022, was set to the bottle weight. The decision was that a VDP member has to use lightweight bottles for the VDP Gutswein. That's the basic classification step in our classification pyramid and makes more than 60 to 65% of the whole production. So with the biggest impact on the CO2 footprint of our wineries. That was the reason that we said, okay, we have to set the focus on bottle right. Besides the VDP Gutswein with lightweight bottles, we have developed a redesign of our branded GG bottle. We reduced the weight from around 750 to 550 grams. The G bottle is used for our high quality wines. The GG is our the main brand. Are not so the big production behind the GGs have a big impact on the wineries and the wine market itself.
Tackling bottle weight is really key when it comes to sustainability in the wine industry. As you mentioned, it has the highest proportion of wine's carbon footprint. So that's some great work. I'd also be curious to hear, how are you finding that the German market is responding to a lighter bottle weight? Is this generally well received?
Mostly, yeah. The way of thinking of the consumers is changing at the moment. We get more and more requests on bottle wine, and some members from us give us the feedback that customers said, oh, the bottle is so heavy from your GGs, why you don't change this? And we want to buy a wine in this heavy bottle. So we can see that the market is really changing. There are some consumers who want heavy bottles and they understand heavy bottles for high quality. That isn't really true. And we have to bring this message out that it's important that we look what is into the bottle and not how heavy is the bottle. That is the message what we want to give.
That misconception of bottle weight equaling quality is really something that we need to work hard as an industry to get rid of. But also great to hear that you're seeing that demand come from your consumers for lighter bottles. So now on to the 23 milestone. What is that and what kind of key initiatives do you have around that?
The current year, we will focus on social sustainability. We have the impression that the social pillar is ignored a little bit in the sustainable discourse. It's so important to set a focus as well on social sustainability and not only on the ecological pillar. We will work on different fields of action. We have noticed that it's become increasingly difficult to find and keep good stuff. So everyone is aware the wine industry is part of agriculture, cannot pay top wages, and also has to offer hard working conditions sometimes, such as physical work. We have many working hours in the wineries or in the wine section and relatively few holidays. But it is so important to show that we have other advantages and strengths in the wine market, and we want to work out and point out to counteract the shortage of skilled workers. This also includes trainings and so that we can secure the future for our companies. That is one big field of action. Another important area is the self-employment. It is underestimated how much work many family workers do to keep the business running. So we want to identify problem areas and make demands on politics and society to bring this really important topic into focus. However, we also want to look ourselves as an association and see how the voluntary work is compatible with the work on the business and check whether we are imposing too much bureaucracy, for example, on our farms and how we can streamline this process. We want to develop a working atmosphere in our head office in Mainz that can is a role model for our members and our completely association with the VDP. That's the big fields for today, for this year.
The VDP is, of course, part of the Sustainable Wine Roundtables. I'd be curious to hear what role the SWR plays for you in moving forward with all of the above that we've discussed, both in the environmental and social sides of sustainability.
We joined Sustainable Wine Roundtable around 1 year ago. It's really good to see that we are not alone on the topic of sustainability in the wine world. It's really, in comparison, there's a big field of action and many players, they want to change the way of working. That's really, really good to see. SW offers a platform for exchange and provides important input for our work. It's so enormously important to hear how the entire industry is working on the issue and to be able to classify our efforts accordingly. For example, the efforts for a sustainable reference framework, the Pacific, would help us really a lot to put the different national initiatives to check and to verify them on the basis of independent criteria. And another point is the topic what we have discussed already, the bottle weight. This is a big part of the work of the SWR. We get really good impacts on our own work from this field. So we are really happy that we are a member of the SWR.
Fabian, thank you so much for your insights and sharing more about VDP's efforts in sustainability. And we look forward to continue our collaboration with you as part of the SWR.
It was a pleasure.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe to Sustainable Wine's podcast channel and sign up on www.sustainablewine.co.uk to receive our newsletter and regular updates. And of course, if you're interested in getting involved in the SWR, please do just get in touch.